Hey. Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hey. And Cleveland Browns tickets, by the way, are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium for Browns football. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. We're going to hear from Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune at in about maybe 10 or so minutes from now. He'll check in and talk some Bears football with us. We want to talk some Browns football and hear from you. You tweet us at Browns_daily. Many of you have. You can also call us 216-578-0850. But we got some tweets, and our producer, Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, has got some tweets to read us. And Dino, we want to do this, and we also have a special guest in the studio who I think wants to jump in on some of the answers. So go ahead.
Well, yeah, because from BrownsFan_42. I heard Macho Man earlier in studio. Can you ask him how he felt about Miss Elizabeth and Hulk Hogan back in the 80s?
Thanks, Dino. Yeah, when I think about Hulk Hogan, we were friends. Yeah, the Mega Powers, they were united. The Madness and the Mania were together. Straight to the top we were going until Hulk Hogan started making eyes at Miss Elizabeth. Yeah, and I didn't like that very much. No, not a little bit. Not one bit at all. Yeah, and then he made eyes at Miss Elizabeth, and I said, Hulk Hogan, yeah, you need to keep it under control. That is my girl. That is Miss Elizabeth. She is the Macho Queen. Yeah, and so we had to have a little collision, WrestleMania 5. The Mega Powers collide. Yeah, and I know I came up on the short end. That's because Hulk Hogan is a bald cheater. Yeah, I don't like him very much. Not a little bit. Thank you very little, Macho Man. Out back to you, Notorious. Yeah.
That was awesome. That's again the show, man. And we got a lot of versatility. We can go in a lot of different directions.
You never know who shows up at the dog bowl.
You never know. And
they have Hulk Hogan in the gallery, and we have the Macho Man in Berea. Yeah.
You are. This is great. Yeah. I'm just going to sit here and be entertained by Nathan and his many. Do you do anybody? Who else do you do?
The Macho Man.
The Macho Man's
my number one.
We're going to work on more because you've got that slow down.
It's a little known fact, though, that if you were to go onto YouTube and Google the Macho Man in London, mm-hmm. Google the Macho Man London, and you see in that particular video clip that we'll play with him and Scary Sherry at the time when he's the WWF champion,
right.
And he's wearing a black robe with gold and silver and bronze sequins all over. It's a classic Macho Man robe. That's in my house. I own that robe.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm a big Macho Man fan, absolutely.
Clearly.
I could bring it out to the dog bowl one time to celebrate a big win.
I would totally urge you to do that.
I would love to see it.
I want you to wear that in here and have people. But I want the full works, the glasses, the whole thing.
This is an amateur hour.
Slim Jims.
I'll have to go to the store for Slim Jims, but I got the robe. It comes with the bandana. I got the glasses. Yeah, dig it.
You're too healthy to eat those. Hey, Dino, what else we got on the tweet front?
Yeah, from James Johnson, Johnson Nation 5. Yes, thanks, Vic. Made my day.
Always glad to help. Yes. Always glad to put a smile somewhere.
Yes, and from at Redneck Oh My, ask this is a good question. If you know, Rob Chudzinski went over about five or six regulars that are going to play tomorrow night against the Bears, one of those being Billy Winn. So Andy asks, are they trying to showcase Billy Winn by playing him tomorrow night?
That is an interesting point in question. I that was the thought that flashed through my mind because we've talked about the surplus that this team has on the defensive line. We talked about the opportunity that they have to try to upgrade their roster still, that they're fluid about this whole process. And that is what I was thinking with the appearance of a Billy Winn, because you get an opportunity to showcase a little bit to see for other teams to see what he's about. And this fourth game is where more NFL scouts show up to see potential pickups than any other.
Yeah, and I think Billy Winn, when we talked, and Bernie talked about this earlier, if the Browns are to make a move via a trade, and trades can happen at this time to either, whether it be to address the running back, whether it be to address guard, whether it be to address corner, whatever they decide they want it to address, a trade will come if it comes from the Browns side. It will be trading from the depth of the defensive line. That is something that everybody in the NFL covets and that the Browns have a surplus of. So that would be the spot. So certainly I think that is very possible. We know nothing about to say that it is likely, but it is certainly very possible that the reason Billy Winn could be getting out there and be getting this kind of run is to showcase him a little bit. I know a lot of teams in the NFL use Pro Football Focus. He has been the highest graded defensive end of the Browns thus far in the preseason. Number 16, in fact, in the entire NFL has been Billy Winn All six of his tackles have gone for stops, three quarterback hurries. So he's played very well in his limited action. I'd like to. I think he's a could be a very valuable piece of the Browns, but if he can bring in a more valuable piece, because that is a place where the Browns do have depth. We saw the first trade they were going to make involve the defensive line, fell through when Moffitt failed his physical, yeah. But that's certainly very possible. It's an interesting point.
You know, I'm just not as sure of, in terms of seeing him as a real fit here for what they're doing for this 3-4 scheme. Even though, you know, you see his versatility athletically, there's a lot to like about the guy as an athlete. But I don't think that, again, the people piecing this team together, Joe Banner, Mike Lombardi, have as high a level of regard for Billy Winn as Tom Heckert in the previous administration did, or Pat Shurmur. They see it differently, or Dick Geron running that defense. I don't know. And when I say that, I'm not saying there's a dislike for the guy, but I don't get a sense that they're as enamored with, because the previous folks just said, hey, you know, he's an integral. They saw a long-term vision of him fitting in with that team running the 4-3. Another 4-3 team could easily look at Billy Winn, look at the Browns as the 3-4, and say, okay, what do you want for this guy?
Right. So. I agree.
All right. We're going to have a conversation with Brad Biggs, going to talk some Bears with the longtime Bears beat writer for the Chicago Tribune. He'll join us on the line as we discuss tomorrow night's game, tomorrow night's preseason finale between the Browns Bears at Soldier Field. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Now the memories are...